WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. We're diving deep into something super important today, focusing on the journey, not just the destination. You know that feeling when you're laser-focused on some big goal, like acing that presentation, landing your dream job, or finally finishing that marathon training. And suddenly, life throws a curveball? Maybe it's a flat tire on the way to an important meeting, a sudden bout of writer's block, or even just feeling totally unmotivated. Ever feel like you're missing the forest for the trees when you're so caught up in reaching that finish line? That's where the Stoics come in, my friends. They understood this trap. This obsession with outcomes and the disappointment that can follow when things don't go exactly to plan. They taught us to appreciate the journey itself, to find joy in the small victories, and to learn from every step along the way, even the ones that feel like stumbles. Think of it like hiking up a mountain. Sure, you've got that incredible view at the summit, but wouldn't it be a shame if you missed out on the beauty of the trail itself? The breathtaking landscapes, the cool breeze in your hair, the sound of birdsong, those are all part of the adventure. So, how do we actually shift our mindset to embrace the journey? Here's a Stoic playbook. 1. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as valuable learning experiences. That missed deadline? It could be an opportunity to improve your time management skills. That awkward networking event? Maybe it's a chance to practice your conversation starters and build confidence. Every experience, good or bad, is shaping you into the person you're meant to be. 2. Find joy in the present moment. The Stoics called this living in the now. It means savoring those little moments, sipping your morning coffee, listening to your favorite song, connecting with a loved one. When we get caught up in future worries or past regrets, we miss out on the richness of the present. 3. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A sunny day, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. These are all gifts worth celebrating. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and peace. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, we're all works in progress. The pursuit of perfection is a recipe for stress and disappointment. Instead, strive to do your best with whatever you have, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. 5. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you? Kindness, honesty, integrity? Make sure your actions align with your values, even when it's challenging. Living in accordance with what's important gives your life meaning and purpose. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's training for her first marathon. She's super focused on crossing that finish line and setting a personal best time. But then, she gets hit with a nasty bout of runner's knee. Discouraged, she almost gives up. Here's where the Stoic journey comes in. Sarah shifts her focus. Instead of obsessing over the race day outcome, she starts appreciating the act of running itself. The feeling of wind in her hair, the strength she builds with every stride, the sense of accomplishment after each run, even the small ones. She celebrates her progress, learns from setbacks, and finds joy in the journey, regardless of how fast she runs. And guess what? Even though she doesn't achieve her initial time goal, she finishes the marathon feeling proud and empowered, realizing that the true victory was embracing the journey itself. So, my friends, remember this. Life isn't a race to the finish line. It's a beautiful adventure to be savored along the way. Focus on your values, appreciate the present moment, learn from every experience, and most importantly, enjoy the ride. Let me know what you think in the comments below. How do you focus on the journey in your own life? And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that it's not about the destination, it's about the incredible journey we get to experience. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.